Ahead with our post-qualifying media availability. We're joined now by our Busch Pole Award winner, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. Chase, your fifth pole, your first pole here in at Bristol Motor Speedway. Talk to us a little bit about your run.
Yeah, just been wanting a pole outside of Daytona and Talladega for quite some time now, so felt like I was able to deliver a pole to my team that really have deserved it way more than one occasion over the years, and felt like I haven't done my part. So it was nice to get my guys one today. From that standpoint, had a fast Napa Chevy and had a solid lap in that last round. I think Ryan probably threw me a bone, looked like he messed up. He was had a pretty good lap going. So I think we have some work to do tomorrow to be really good on Sunday, but I think it's doable. And you know, the starting spot's great, but it's also just a starting spot. I think the first, you know, pit box down there is probably more important than anything. So looking forward to that. And our car has pace, so I think if we get it driving good, we can, you know, hopefully give ourselves a chance.
Excellent. We'll open up to questions for our poll award winner. We'll start over here on the left with Jacob, then go to Matt.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Two questions. First, do you feel like this is indicative of the run of momentum that Hendrick seems to have been showing lately? Do you feel like you guys are making gains? And then there was a lot of frustration over the inconsistency of the track bite compared to practice and qualifying. You know, what did you experience?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely think when you run good or have good Fridays or good Sundays, I do think that's a product of hard work, regardless of how you get to that point. It doesn't happen by slacking off and being lazy, that's for sure. So I think there's a lot of hard work and effort going on at our shop at HMS, and I feel like you know, like I said, that this is a place where you get your car driving good and you can have a chance, and you know, a great racetrack, a fun racetrack to be at. And as far as the grip stuff goes, I mean, I feel like it was just like it's been. You know, it seems like it's always taken some heat to get going. I don't really feel like that's anything new. The only difference was today everybody was in qualifying trim. We usually have two practices or a longer practice where guys run race trim, and I think it gives it more of a chance. But for guys taped up going out there running just a couple of laps this morning in practice, they're not going to be willing to throw away their two or three laps before they get hot to make it good for everybody else. So that's just the way it goes.
We'll go right up front here to Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I think you just addressed my primary question, but kind of on a similar note, are you surprised that so many of you showed hesitation during practice to go down there?
It wasn't hesitation. It was really slick, and you can only run, you know, a few handful of laps with being taped up solid running, you know, mock qualifying runs. So it wasn't that we didn't want to go down there, that we were super hesitant. You just couldn't afford to throw away your laps. You know, for nothing, I guess, you know, basically. So you were better off moving up the track and at least getting a lap in and getting some sort of a you know, identifying what your car was going to drive like rather than throwing it away, you know, running down there where it was still slick.
And for Sunday, how do you forecast the length of time the track bite will stay there before everyone migrates to the top?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just depends. I don't think it'll take long. You know, I think, you know, momentum tends to always win at the end of the day, and you sure get a lot of momentum running around the top here. So I think it depends on a little bit of the sunshine, whether it's hot or overcast like it is right now. I think that can either speed up that process or slow it down. But, you know, the bottom has grip, and whether or not they reapply it after the Xfinity race too, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, fairly used up after tomorrow. So my guess is we'll be up pretty quick.
We're going to go over here to the left and to Bob and Nate.
Chase, James Jackson, theracingexperts.com. You told me 2 weeks ago that you were really excited to go to Martinsville and Bristol than most places. And with the recent speed that the Hendrick camp has been showing, are you any more excited now that you're here on pole? And what can we expect from you guys come Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, is a great Friday, which I haven't had many good Fridays in my career. So I certainly want to enjoy it. And you know, having that first pit box is always a big deal, probably as big of a deal here, I think, as anywhere we go. So that's huge. And like I said, not something I've enjoyed a whole lot in my career. So would like to enjoy it some more. But yeah, I hope we can keep it rolling. But, you know, we got to focus on Bristol first and trying to, you know, trying to get a win, you know, sooner than later. And I think, you know, like I said, if you have your car driving well and do your job and execute. This is a place that you can make a difference, and I think we can compete.
We'll go right up front here to Bob, then Nate.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports, eighth in practice. So did you think you had a good shot at the pole, or did with the track changing so much, was it really no clue?
It was hard to say. I mean, to me, the biggest thing was just the fact that everyone was brought way closer together time-wise. I think you saw that, you know, with everyone moving to the bottom. I mean, I looked there one time, and it was like a tenth and a half from first to 13th, you know, which is very little. So just very, very little room for error. Obviously, that grip strip can make up the difference for some balance issues sometimes if you hit it right. And I think that's why it brings everybody, you know, closer together. So Alan and Tom and the guys made some good adjustments to, you know, to kind of be prepared for that happening. And luckily, like I said, probably got a bone thrown from Ryan there. That last round looked like he messed up a little bit, and we just had a solid lap, and luckily it was good enough. I've been on the other end of that. I've messed up and had a good lap going too. So it's, part of it, and happy to get one today.
We'll go to Nate, then Kenny, and work our way over.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Chase, it's, you mentioned getting the pole outside Daytona and Talladega. Prior to this, there were six times where you qualified second on an unrestricted track, including, I think, two here. Did it feel like getting this was sort of like the wait for that first win where you had so many almost?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, just something we joke about it regularly. That's why we were excited, you know, to get a pole. But it's one of those things, obviously, you know, we've had some fast cars at the plate tracks, and obviously Alan's had a lot of success there long before I came around. So that was really no surprise, I felt like, to anybody who keeps up with this deal. But to come to one of these places, I feel like I contributed a little more than I do at Daytona and Talladega for qualifying. So certainly something I've been wanting to do for them for a while. I felt like on more than one occasion, probably one of those six or two of those six, we had a car that was capable of being on the pole. And you know, whether I messed it up or whatever, didn't do it. So just nice to get that, you know, to get that done. And, you know, like I said, haven't qualified first very much. So something, you know, I haven't been able to enjoy much in my career. So hopefully we can do it some more.
We'll go to Kenny Bruce to your right over here.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR Wire Service. I hope this doesn't sound as stupid out loud as it does in my head, but you talked about...
It might be signed and not asked.
Yeah. You talked about just about the winning the Super Speedway poles and then doing this here. Is there a difference in leading the field to green and starting out front at a short track as opposed to a Daytona or a Talladega?
I mean, yes. I think it probably means a little more than, you know, starting out front in Daytona and Talladega. You're not going to lead every lap of a Daytona or a Talladega event. You're probably not going to lead every lap of a short track event or any race nowadays, for that matter, with the way the strategies go. But having track position is important. Certainly puts you in a great spot to gain stage points in that first stage, which is also a big deal. And when it comes to the end of the race, having that first pit box, if you're still around and in contention, that can gain you a spot or two with a solid pit stop. So that's a big deal, and I think that first pit box is priceless. And especially with this how close pit road is nowadays and the pit stops and everything else, any advantage you can have there is big. So I look forward to having that. Like I said, not something I've had very much, so I'm excited about it.
We're going to stay over here to the right.
Chase, you were talking about a driver making a difference, and I know William Byron said the difference in your two laps was you drove a little different line. Did you do something different in that third session, and have you noticed that maybe you drive a little different line than some of the other drivers around here?
No, I haven't really looked at it, or I haven't looked at it to really tell you, but yeah, whatever it was enough, so that's all that matters to me.
We'll finish up right up front here with Bob.
After Richmond next week, Jimmy Johnson is running the Boston Marathon. Is he crazy, and would you ever, do you look at that and say, well, that's would be way too much training to, you know, while you're also trying to race?
No, I mean, I don't think he's crazy. I mean, he certainly enjoys fitness, and I think, everybody has their way of disconnecting and getting away. I mean, you live in this world, and you do it so much, and we're traveling, and it's just racing, 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 and I think that's his way of disconnecting and doing his own thing to clear his head, and something he enjoys, and it just so happens to be really good for you, so kudos to him. I'm not going to run the Boston Marathon, that's for sure, but... I think it's awesome, and you know, he has a passion he enjoys, and it's healthy, and And no, I don't think it takes away from his efforts on track or anything like that. I mean, there's enough time to be able to disconnect, separate things, and go do something that you like to do, and clear your head and still focus on the weekends. I mean, we do this a lot, as you know. So I think it's good for him to get away and do his thing.
And we'll actually finish up with Jenna.
Hey, Chase. Hello. I asked Austin Dillon the same question earlier. Chevy still does not have a win this year. Are you looking at it as is this a Chevy disadvantage, or are the individual teams the ones that are lagging behind?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I can't really speak for RCR or those guys, so I really don't know what they fight week to week. But, you know, from our end, sure, we have work to do. I can't say, well, I'll put it to you like this, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side until you get there, right? So, you know, I think blaming the manufacturer is probably the wrong route to go and certainly isn't productive. So I think the more you sit back and do your job and make the most of whatever you have, the better results you're going to have. And outside of that, there's really not much I can do about it. So we'll keep working to improve, and wherever that side of things goes, it goes. And we'll try to do our best to keep up with whoever's out front. I'd like to think so. Certainly, I felt like we were close in Martinsville. I felt like we were, you know, in contention there, which is great. Not as great as winning or actually getting the job done. So, you know, that was a good event. That was by far our best event of the year. So hopefully we can carry some of that here and give ourselves a chance on Sunday. So it's, you know, 500 laps at Martinsville or here is a long time, and a lot can happen. So I do think we can, if we execute and do our job tomorrow, get our car driving good, I think we can have a chance on Sunday, and it's all I can ask for.
Chase, thanks for coming in. Congratulations. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.